Hey everyone, welcome to the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I am Andrew and it is May 3rd, 2021 on Monday. Hello, hello. Did everybody have a great weekend? Did you guys say, it's gonna be May? Did you post it on Instagram? Did you do the meme about it? Did you tell someone and they fake laughed? If you didn't, I thought I knew you, but who the hell are you? You gotta do it. It's a staple in our society, right? Every single year, you have to post about it. You know, NSYNC are amazing. Backstreet Boys are amazing as well. You gotta make a meme. You gotta say it. You gotta do something. Or, you know, I think you're un-American. Yeah, I really do. But anyway, yeah, if you did have a good weekend, I'm glad you did. I don't know if you guys listened to any of the other episodes, but we've been sort of redoing my mom's house because she wants to sell it. We finally got the bottom floor done, destroyed and rebuilt the half bath. I'm talking about getting rid of the toilet, et cetera, getting a new one, rebuilding that in. Doing the new floors, we got all new floors, ripped up the carpet, got everything done, painted everything. Now we just got to do a little bit upstairs, and it is going to be on the market, baby. We're going to make some money with it. Let's do it. I'm glad we did it ourselves. You know, I got to tell you this. No one really gives credit for these construction / blue collar guys. You know, it's the hardest job on the planet. I got home, just passed right out, woke up, slid into some people's DMs, and then I passed out again. But, you know, it's one of those things where you got paint on your shirt and on your pants, and you walk into Wawa to get a coffee or whatever you want, an iced tea, and people just respect you more. They look at you, it's like, this guy is a hard worker. He's a true guy. He's a man. And I went in there with some paint on me. People were just like, thank you, man. You know, you're a hard worker. You are a hard worker. They started conversations with me. Usually, you know, I got the long hair. I got a shirt that says I'm emo on it. And they're like, what the fuck is this about? What are these skinny jeans? You know, it's a whole different vibe I get now. And I kind of like it. I'm going to purposely put paint on myself forever when I go to these convenience stores. Not going to lie. But so that was fun. A little bit more work to do, but yeah, it's almost done. So I'm very happy about that. But yeah, so anyway, I got a great episode for you guys today. I've had Alex on before. He was one of my first guests. Very special announcement. If you haven't heard yet, Emo Night Brooklyn is back. Alex and I discuss hitting the road, going on tours, I get. Well, yeah, technically tours are weekend stuff because we all got a lot of stuff going on. But I think people are going to be really excited about it. Everything's selling out now. So Alex goes into that. We discuss some funny stories. We go into love. We go into life. We go into some more advice. Alex is also in a band called Love Via Dance Machine. I'm going to play one of his songs at the end of this. So it's time to get a little emo, everybody. So I hope you enjoy the episode. This is the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I'm Andrew, and everybody have a great week. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Yeah, you sound really good. You sound great.
Sweet. You know how it is with, like, trying to figure out all the different inputs and everything.
Yeah, I have, like, 5 or 6 on here, and it always, you know, I have, like, a separate computer for this kind of stuff. So, like, every time I bring it down, I, like, keep forgetting to change it, so it's like really annoying. So I usually like take 10 minutes to be like, all right, this is exactly how to do this. I'm still relatively bad at this, so you know it's just how the world works, I guess.
And the worst was when I was trying to do the live streams. That was like,
oh yeah,
because I was mixing OBS and Zoom, figuring out the audio for the Zoom with the mic and the mixer and putting that into OBS. And
we were talking about this the other day, a couple of weeks ago. Well, first of all, you were one of my first guests on here. And back then, we were unsure of what was going on in the world. I don't even think there was a vaccine out yet. It must have been like 20 weeks ago or something. I'm looking back at the...
Last fall?
Yeah, it was in the fall. And yeah, so, but now there's a clear, a picture of really what's going on. I'm halfway vaccine. I think you're good to go.
I got two.
Nice.
I'm like 10 days out of my second.
And if you guys didn't hear Alex's first episode of us on here, he started this thing called Emo Night Brooklyn with his friend Ethan. And then we're finally getting back on the road in late July, DJing around the country, bringing Emo back. Shows are back, which is pretty exciting. So how did that kind of work for you? You know, like were you planning on, you know, back in, let's say, January, February, did you know that July was a date that you guys could come back and do this?
Not really. I feel like, you know, throughout the pandemic, I mean, when it first hit, it was like, okay, moving everything to June.
Yeah.
And even then we were like devastated. I can't believe we can't do shows until June. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
you're talking about June 2020 here.
Yeah. Yeah. We were like, oh my God, we might be off the road for like 2 months.
Yeah.
We had no idea. And then, you know, and then we moved the needle. Okay. Well, we kept some venues. It was like every single month. It's like, well, no, next month. And then eventually we were like, let's just scrap everything.
Yeah.
And just,
yeah.
We can't keep like pushing shit back. Like, let's just reconvene like when we think it's going to be okay.
Oh yeah, of course. So, and took a little longer than everyone originally planned, but I mean the vaccine was sort of a steady increase, you know, in January this year sort of coming out, but you know, I just got word today, I guess it popped up on my phone, that New York City plans to go back to full capacity July 1st, so it sort of worked out perfectly.
I feel like it's all kind of happening. It's taken a lot longer to like than we had anticipated, but yet at the same time I think we're going to go back to shows like quicker. Because for a while I thought, okay, well, maybe like a few states we can kind of start out small and work our way back, but now it's kind of like we waited until it's fully acceptable and everything's going to be able to come back. Like every city is booking shows.
Yeah. It's awesome. I mean, you got the Emo Night, you got the Best Night Ever. I saw like the list of shows and I was just like, holy shit, there's so many of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's like most venues are like, they're just like, yeah, we're, you know, a couple venues, U Street, RIP, you know,
yeah, yeah.
House of Independence is kind of a question as well. So, but for the most part, all the venues are ready to just get back up to, you know, what we were doing before and just pick up where we left off, which is really awesome. I mean,
yeah, and it sucks.
We're not there yet, so knock on wood, but
knock on wood, guys. It's the end of April. I believe this will probably come out May 2nd or 3rd on Monday, but it's just crazy. Knock on wood. You still got a couple months left, but it seems like things are looking up. And it sucks that some of these venues that I love so much closed down, but I'm sort of happy that most of them were able to keep the doors open and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lot of them are locally owned, independent. Some of the promoters that we work with, like in Florida, just an independent operation, just like one or two people.
Yeah,
you know, who kind of are in charge of booking all those venues. So it's
for
good
for
to
sure.
see that people are still, that it's going to come back and everyone's going to get back to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's not completely confirmed, but Ethan hit me up about the Florida dates. I was like, oh yeah, I'm in, man.
Get back to your zone.
Yeah, that's, you know, Florida is, it's just like the funniest thing. Like, I love Florida, so it's just so crazy. It's great. I love it. It's so, what a great time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh boy. The good old stomping grounds. It's been too long. What else is going on with you, dude? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. Just now with the vaccine, I was sort of a hermit through the winter. I mean, I think you kind of had to be. You didn't want to go outside. It was like a long, cold winter. And with COVID, I was cautious. So it was pretty rare to see people. So now I'm kind of getting back. It's a little weird. I'm getting back into the swing of like going out to dinners. And
yeah,
it's like, it's weird to get back into that rhythm.
Oh, no, it
but
is.
It's good.
It is. It's like you see people and they're like, can I go up to them? What's going on? But I think, you know, in the next month or two, like the majority of people, I believe, in New York will have some sort of the vaccine. So it's all going up, like I mentioned, but it's going to be awesome, dude. Just getting back to New York City shows. And it's going to be so cool that you guys are going to do Brooklyn Bowl for like the first time, hopefully soon. And that's going to be just a magical night. Like, I think we'll all probably be there and hanging out and stuff. So it's going to be really fun.
Oh, yeah. I think that those shows are going to be pretty insane.
Yeah.
You know, we put the first show up, sold out within 24 hours. And then Brooklyn Bowl hit us up. And they said, can you do the night before? We should have. So this was the problem. They initially gave us Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
We chose Saturday because feeling like, you know, if it's Friday or Saturday, Saturday is kind of nice if you have like the day to, you know, chill. And it's not like you're at work, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But then it's like we're putting up a second night the night before. Like it would have been way better if it was like, now we're putting up a second night on the night after.
Exactly. It makes a lot more sense.
And now like we're kind of promoting it as like that's night one.
Technically, that's night two. Yeah. That is the second show. They're both gonna be pretty wild. And it's, have you ever done two shows in a row there? Oh, you know what? Maybe you did an emo night and then like a best night ever with the Jonas Brothers versus One Direction, maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah, but never like two emo nights in a row. I think the second one is gonna be like we're limping to the finish line, and it's even in discussion that like we're, you know, there's some talk about a DC show. Not at U Street, of course, but on the 23rd. So Ethan and I are going to go to DC Thursday, Friday, Saturday in New York.
That is like a Florida trip.
Riot Fest is the weekend before as well.
Oh my god! Oh man!
Got to make up for lost time.
Yeah,
you
got to make up for lost time. Just like I feel like it's going to be a struggle three in a row. Like I'm trying to like work out more and stuff just for the Florida. You know?
Oh,
it's
ran 5 miles.
Oh, nice.
I'm getting ready.
look at you. I'm going up to get my second shot in Brooklyn, I think May 11th. So after that, I'm just going to get another gym membership and just do it all up. So
yeah, I've been running, but I need to hit the gym again. So
yeah, no, running's great, dude. I'm a huge fan of running. So.
I was going to ask, you're still in Philly and just hanging out?
Yeah, still in Philly. I'm hanging out. I'm debating when to sort of move back to New York. Right now, I'm just still saving up money, doing that whole thing. And it's been working out. So I'm happy about it. I'm considering buying another car. We have like a couple here, but I definitely want to get back to Brooklyn very soon. So.
Yeah, but maybe not like Bedford Ave. That's a bit too crazy.
It's pretty wild. Yeah. I'd like to move out. Obviously, not saying where you live, but you're pretty far. You're further out on the L, right?
I'm off Lorimer.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah.
So it's like it's really like a really perfect area for me, at least. It's not too far out, but it's not like in Soho.
Yeah, exactly. That would be wild. Yeah, I lived the last year I was there. Last year was in Greenpoint, so that worked out perfectly. I was right off like Grand or something like that. So,
oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, so it's not as crazy. You still get all the best restaurants and bars and stuff around, and it just
Greenpoint's perfect because it's a little maybe inconvenient trains wise, but makes up for it.
Yeah, depending on where your office is and what you're doing and stuff, but it really kills for you guys if you play like a local show. So it's just, it's so
I used well I lived in Greenpoint before and it was like right up close to Brooklyn Bowl, and I could like walk home.
Yeah, for sure. And you've been playing more guitar. I've seen all your videos. You guys now have an emo night Brooklyn TikTok, which holy shit. God bless you guys. I've seen TikTok. It freaks me out. Like, is editing hard on that thing? Like,
my God, dude, it's not like, to be honest with you, it's like Ethan and I, when we, you know, we were kind of talking about like picking it back up, and we want to like be a little more aggressive on social media. And it's just like, initially it's like, oh, you kind of have to, you have to do it.
You have to.
So it's like, and then like the first one took me like an hour and it was like, it sucked.
Yeah, I would have no idea even how to like how to even do it, because some people I see on TikTok, they're like, this took me 4 hours to make. I'm like, holy shit, it's a 15 second video, but they're doing lots of crazy shit in it.
I know.
You know, it's insane.
I will say, if you have one that like pops off, it's addicting, because then you're like, oh shit, damn, what that, I didn't expect that to really pop off.
Yeah, you get, you know, like, and 15k views, you get like 1,000 likes or something, then it's like,
totally, when you have like no followers, it's like it gets picked up by the algorithm and it shows it to people even though you don't have that many followers, and then you get followers from that. It's not like Instagram, where Instagram, I feel like there's a little bit of that where they show it to more people, but like it feels like they show it to more people within the people who follow you.
Yeah, it's really weird. And
it's a little more restricted.
I still don't understand like the front page thing, like how, but I guess, you know, if I keep looking up emo stuff, like I'll eventually get Emo Night Brooklyn just on my front page, even not even like following.
But people, I feel like on Instagram, people don't really do that.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
They do like more their own feed. They don't like do the Discover.
Yeah.
But on TikTok, that's like a thing.
Yeah, discovering is the...
Yeah.
Because my friend, she just... I guess she was in Africa visiting, and she's just kicking a ball to an elephant, and it kicks it back. It's got like 3 million likes. She's got... it's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. So this stuff...
But then there
really
are things
off
that are like... They're just like funny, and
it's
just a one take. Like it didn't take... They didn't have to edit it at all. And that can pop off too. Like it doesn't have to be like edited and like all fancy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's funny. And then I swear a lot of people. Last thing on TikTok though, I've seen some of these Emo Night Brooklyn people. I swear I met one of them in San Diego. I think she used to work at the radio station there or something. Okay. And she's doing the emo thing. It's like top 5 pop punk songs this week, and she like goes crazy on there. She's got a big following now, and it's a whole thing. This whole emo thing.
Emo TikTok is a thing.
Yeah, I know, and it's
like
crazy.
The Dear Maria thing, that's still like huge, and then like Simple Plan is trending.
Yeah,
Will Smith like did a video about Simple Plan using I'm Just a Kid.
Yeah, and I just like I'm so confused about it because I didn't realize there are that many Simple Plan. I guess, you know, the song popped off on TikTok, but like I don't know. What do you think about the whole emo now? Like are there more emos now than there were? I feel like there are. Like when I was growing
up,
I liked Yellow Card, I like Coheed, I liked all these bands, but I didn't really find people. I found like 3 or 4 people who like My Chem and Fall Out Boy, but now it's just fucking, it exploded.
I think it's a mix. I think there are like, you know, our age people, which is like, that's what you would expect. But then there are like 25-year-olds or like early 20s who love MCR.
Yeah.
And have never seen them live. Won't for still like years.
So
there's like a younger group who discovered like all of those bands but weren't around like when they were actually playing, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it's kind of like when we like discovered like 80s bands or 90s bands. But we didn't, I don't know, I wasn't like that big of a fan of, I didn't love it like people love MCR.
Yeah, I didn't love the 90s. Like I don't like Train as much as, you know, Fall Out Boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it's just a different kind of vibe.
And then there's the group of like the MGK people.
Yeah,
the
so
Travis Barker
new,
people.
Yep, that's
know?
a new
that's
thing.
A new
Travis
thing too.
Travis
and it all kind of overlaps. And I think that's what
found
makes
a way
up
to make
the
it,
emo TikTok.
Yeah, found a way to make it more mainstream, I guess. MGK just really blew up in the last record he did. And
I mean, like it's like legit celebrities again in emo, basically.
Yeah.
It's like how
like
it used
MGK
to be.
MGK is dating like Megan Fox right now. It's like
and Travis
crazy.
Is dating Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah, it's like insane to me. Like I can't believe it. Maybe and, one day, dude. Maybe one day we'll get there and
and whatever, the Mod Sun is dating Avril Lavigne.
Oh my god.
It's like when you're when it's all about like who you're dating, that's like when the genre is really popping off.
Exactly. So, all right, let's get into a couple questions here, man. I think you've been on I didn't send you any of these, but they're relatively like they're decent. I don't think you'd see them before, but let's get into some anonymous advice here. Thanks for listening to our emo discussions, everybody. So that was good. All right, here we go. My boyfriend will break up with me if I cut my hair. Me and my boyfriend have been dating for over a year. Since the beginning, I've had really long and wavy hair. I've experimented with different hairstyles and colors, but I've always kept my hair long. I've got really bored of it and want to cut it really short. Quotes like a boy. But my boyfriend said he'll break up with me if I do, because he'll no longer find me attractive and I would look like a lesbian to him. I find this behavior really childish and immature, but I'm still in a dilemma. What should I do? What would you do, Alex?
I think I have to play it straight. I think the boyfriend needs to get over it. He sounds like he's being a little superficial. And if he really likes the person, his girlfriend, I'm assuming it's a girl.
Yep.
Then he should like her whether she has short hair or long hair. There's a lot of attractive girls who have short hair.
I agree with that. I think,
get over it. It's not the 50s.
Yeah, it's not the 50s anymore. It's not the 60s. And just to say this, there are plenty of gay people, gay women with long hair, by the way. it's not that your hair is short that makes you look like a lesbian or something. So, but also, I do think if I've had long hair my entire life, so I would understand sort of if I was dating somebody and after like 2 or 3 years, I just shave my head and it's like, holy shit. However, if you like the person enough, you love them, it's a haircut. It's you still love them. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah, it's going to be an adjustment, but it's not your place as the boyfriend to dictate what she does with her body or hair.
Yeah, agreed. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty straightforward there.
Yeah,
you can never do that. I've gotten a lot of questions being like, my boyfriend or even my girlfriend like wants me to lose weight for them, and I'm like, we may have gone over one too where it's just like, that's a normal body weight. Why are you trying to make her into something that she's not? She seems healthy. Why are you trying to push what she looks like, what she wears, what her hair looks like? So it's a bit crazy. I think these people
maybe
are kind of just,
it's one thing if like, you know, you're unhealthy and your boyfriend is encouraging like exercise. Okay.
Yeah, that is.
But if they're a normal weight, it's not the boyfriend's place.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Or girlfriend.
Yeah, or girlfriend or anyone in between.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's try another one of these. I'm thinking about leaving my husband because he's always unhappy. So he's 34, the woman is 32. We've been together for 11 years and married for 6. We have 2 kids, 4 and 10 months. My husband was a happy, carefree person when we met, but has slowly become bitter and miserable over the years. He wakes up in a bad mood every single day, and I can barely speak to him. He lets every little thing get to him, especially our kids' behavior. He gets pissed off and frustrated super easily if my 4-year-old isn't acting perfectly. He gaslights me a lot and says that my 4-year-old only acts like that when you're around, and when you go to work, he's completely fine. Jeez, even if that is true, it's frustrating to hear over and over. He complains about literally everything. I've been begging him for years to go to therapy or a psych or get on meds, as I think he's depressed and he refuses. He's just got an excuse every day. Usually he blames his job, but it also the kids, the dog, whatever. It just hit me hard a couple days ago. We went to Torah preschool for my son, and we had to do a bit of driving, and he was miserable the entire day. Like, couldn't even talk to him. Huffing and puffing and big sighs and all of that. He's just short with me all the time, and I don't know what to do. It's been 11 years. What should I do? I think therapy or couples therapy is the best way to go in this spot. Mm-hmm. I mean, divorce you could as well. But I would absolutely try therapy first, I think. But he's saying he doesn't want to. He refuses to.
That's tough. Yeah. I think Yeah, I think it's a dilemma. You've been together for this long. You have children together. You're married. You want to take all the necessary steps that you can to try to make it work. But if all of those steps have been taken,
yeah,
as far as you can tell, and it's not working, then you need to move on and divorce and just move on, basically.
11 years is a long time. It sucks for the kids, but if the parents are cool with it, you get joint custody, goes smoothly. You know, you can have a, you know, normal upbringing with the divorced parents. It's not a big deal. A lot of people's parents are divorced. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's if the dad and the mom are just unhappy all the time, or the dad is, that's going to come off, and it's not going to be good for the kids in the house anyway. So
totally agree. Yeah. Couples therapy. Give that a try. You know, I think have patience on either side. And if all else fails, I think it's heading to divorce.
Yeah, gotta get out of a situation if it just won't work. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean, he apparently before the kids and everything, he used to be a cool guy. So I guess time wears off on people sometimes. 11 years is a long time.
Or maybe what would be best if they had another kid, that would fix it all.
they should have another kid. That would be
what some people do.
I know. And it's like, it's kind of weird. It's like, maybe we can fix our own problems if we have a kid or another kid, which, you know, I would recommend against, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think that's always not a good solution.
Although
or a dog.
Yeah, the dog. Wait, do you have any animals in your, you don't have a pet in your, okay.
No, it's hard enough to take care of myself.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's tough being just a single guy. Are you still single?
Sort of.
Okay.
I'm dating someone.
Same. Okay, it's cool. Yeah. That's very cool. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Tinder and Bumble around here, it's kind of dried out for me, to be honest with you. It's not looking so hot. Well, the thing is, like, my matches go down drastically. I think I need to take like a week or two off. And then when you log back on, you get like 5 or 6 likes in a row. You know, I think that's another way they do it. They want you to stay on the apps. So,
yeah. And do you have other friends who are single?
Yes, I do. So one of my very good friends, Max, he's around here too. He's actually, I think he's dating someone now. You know what? Shit. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure, dude. My very good friends are long-term stuff. And I guess
I'm trying to think like if I know anyone.
Yeah, I think he's dating somebody now. Shit. Yeah, I don't think I know really anybody.
I have like one friend.
Some of the emo guys.
One friend like who lives in LA who's single.
Okay. All right. And he's like, I think you're maybe 1 or 2 years younger than me. I gotta get going on this thing though, man. I'm turning 33 in July. Like it's time to settle down here.
I mean, no rush.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my thinking.
Yeah, good point. All right, let's do another one of these. I asked my boyfriend to buy me something for $15 from Amazon to save the shipping costs, as he's a Prime member, but he only replied, "Buy it yourself." I don't have Amazon Prime, and I don't order often. From Amazon. So I asked if my boyfriend can order it as he's a Prime member. He only said buy it yourself, and he asked me jokingly if he shall also help me with putting on the socks, which I don't understand what that means. I'm mad at him. It's not like he doesn't have the money for it, and also didn't say that I will not give him the money back. How do I handle these kind of situations? I have a feeling that in the future I'll not be able to rely on him if it would be an emergency. Yikes.
Ooh, this sounds like it's at the beginning of the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So, right. So, yeah, that sounds like it's the beginning of financial issues. When you're dating someone, it's a lot of paying for stuff. This is going to come up. You know, maybe you're going to go on a trip at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
Is he not trusting that she's going to pay him back? That sounds like a trust issue. So yeah, it's only going to get worse, basically, if this is an issue that's coming up around at Amazon.
Yeah, just a $15 like Amazon card. Depending on how old, it didn't say how old they are, but like if they're 18, I sort of get that. But once you get a little older, you figure out the whole dating thing going on. And I don't know.
It's called Venmo.
Yeah, Venmo. Yeah. I like to treat people, the first few dates I'm absolutely paying for and everything. And if someone asked me for money and stuff, I would, like a $15 Amazon card, I'd be like, yeah, sure, you can save it.
You know, it is, I appreciate people who watch their pennies. So I understand that aspect, but at the same time, come on, it's an Amazon order. Just figure out what you're going to do in terms of paying each other back in these types of situations, because they're going to come up more often the further that you go along, and develop, get that, have clear communication around that, because that is something that can fester.
Oh yeah, you know? For sure.
And then it's going to come up in like a huge fight, basically.
Oh yeah. Especially when you are moving in together, when you're doing other stuff together, you never want to say it, but the finances are a huge problem for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's a big part of the relationship, especially if you guys are living together. Because that what you said is that can fester up. Someone's not paying for groceries. It can get out of hand.
Oh, totally. And, you know, it's clear communication is important. You don't want anyone feeling like they're being taken advantage of, or you don't want to be that person or take advantage of someone else. And a lot of times maybe that person doesn't think that, or communication is clear around that.
Yeah. And also, yeah, I feel like you also have to have sort of kind of a self-awareness too. Like if you're not paying for a lot of stuff, you gotta look back and be like, all right, I'm really not chipping in enough in the spot, or I really should have just given her the 15 bucks to not get into a fight and have her post on an advice column on what to do. So
what would you prefer, just like the 15 bucks or having a huge fight?
Yeah, exactly. It's just not the 15 bucks is well worth not a fight over.
After the fight is done, you're like, it always would end up as you're the one apologizing.
And then you probably have to buy her dinner anyway, you know? Well, that's
going to be
$35, $40.
Yeah, it's going to be more expensive in the long run.
More expensive dealing with that fucking fight.
Yeah.
That's going to be the worst part of it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's get one more going on here, and then we can kind of shoot the shit a little bit more.
Sweet.
First of all, real quick, where was the coolest place you ever visited? Does it have anything to do with DJing, or was it, you know, just a trip that you took?
The coolest place I've ever visited. That's a good one.
Like, have you been to Europe a lot? Because I've literally just never been, and it's just something.
Well,
I lived
in Europe.
Oh yeah,
I grew up in England.
Oh my God, you grew up in England. God, damn it! I keep forgetting you and Ethan did that. It's so weird that like I keep forgetting that. But yeah, you grew up there.
But surprisingly, I didn't travel like that much around Europe. More when I was like really a kid, even though like I went through all high school in England, but like when I was like under 10, my family traveled in Europe a lot more.
Gotcha.
And then we kind of more just came to like Colorado and New York.
Oh, nice.
But a couple years ago, I did a whole trip through Colombia with my family.
Oh, that's
because my brother-in-law is from Bogota, Colombia.
Oh, gotcha.
And they did a wedding. They did two weddings, basically. My sister, it was kind of her wedding in Colorado with like our family. And then Jaime, my brother-in-law, his family in Colombia. And right before the second wedding, my family did a whole trip, and so it was awesome. It's a really cool country. Yeah.
That's really great. Yeah, I got to travel more outside the US and Canada for sure in the next coming years. I think like I'm at a point where I can do that, so it's going to be nice. I've always wanted to go to Australia for some reason. I don't know. My friend did. He said it was awesome, but I don't know. I'll just take a trip to London first, you know, get the sights.
That's an easy trip.
Yeah, it's not.
I still haven't really been to Asia, so that's on my list.
Yes.
Tokyo is definitely that's where I want to go next.
Oh, yeah. So this one, this sort of, the reason why I asked this is a sort of like a question about something like this. So
okay.
Moving to Japan and leaving him behind. Hmm. Since I was 13, my dream was to do English teaching exchange in Japan. My dad took me there when I turned 18 because of this, to experience the culture before I come to the conclusion of attending college and getting my degree to be able to do the exchange. I fell in love with everything. The people are so kind. The culture is incredible. The food is delicious. It couldn't feel more like home to me. I'm 23 now, and I'm about to finish my teaching degree so that I can apply to the program. The only thing holding me back is my amazing boyfriend. We've been dating for nearly 4 years, and now that I'm on my last semester of college, every time I hang out with him, all I can think about is having to leave him behind for a year. Oh, it's only a year. Okay. I know this has been my dream since childhood, and I have countless people telling me I shouldn't hold back because I only have one life to live. But the thought of leaving him alone here breaks my heart. He doesn't have his degree as he has a trade job, so he can't go on the program with me. My only option is to either go and leave him and try to handle a relationship through different time zones and being thousands of miles apart, or stay here and work on a family with him, which also could be a dream. I just feel so torn and alone in this, so I'm coming here to search for unbiased advice and opinions. Thank you again.
Interesting. So basically the dilemma is go long distance in Japan.
Yeah.
Or break up. Or not go.
Or break up. Or not go. Yeah, there's three of them. I honestly think that she should go.
Yeah, why, the not go.
If it's one of her dreams.
Let's throw that out. It's there's two options basically.
Yeah.
She's going. Yeah.
You're gonna go?
Yeah. So I think it's gonna be tough to do the long distance in, you know, long distance New York, Boston is bad enough in the same time zone.
Dude, it's pretty bad. Yeah. And the same time zone is bad because, you know, the Amtrak to Boston, you know, it's quite a way. It's, even driving is fucking long. So it's tough.
Yeah. So that would be tough to make work. But the time zone change, I mean, that's, I think, and then, you know, you don't want to be out, you know, in Japan all, you want to be soaking it up. You don't want to be tied to being in a relationship and constantly like needing to be checked in on or checking in.
Yeah, it's like one
that's
of those
no
things
good.
Where it's one of those things where like the boyfriend will like call her while she's out to dinner with her friends and keep her on the phone for half an hour. It's like, who are you hanging out with? What's going on? It's like, I don't know. The whole long distance relationship thing just would never, I don't think it would ever work for me. Like, I just don't think I could do it for longer than, you know, a couple of months, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I would really go to Japan and I would soak it up. 4 years is a long time for a relationship for sure. But I mean, you say you're going to stay out there for a year, but what if you fall in love with it and get a job out there and never come back? So that's another thing.
Yeah, I guess like, and he can't go. Can he visit?
See, that's a thing. He could probably.
Is she going to come? Yeah. Could he visit a few times and she could come back? Maybe if they really want to make it work, they could come up with some like way of going a little bit back and forth either.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what their finances are, but maybe if it's like every like 2 months or something within a year, they're seeing each other in some way, 2-3 months.
Yeah, and if they split it, like what you said, she travels back, he goes there, that would work. It would probably take some of the financial burden off both of them. So, and that, yeah, I mean, that could potentially work too. And if it's only for a year, I think that would absolutely work. In this situation, I think she needs her space a little bit. I don't think she's going to enjoy it to the fullest. Yeah, he's kind of just there and do the time zone thing and all that.
Can he get a new job?
Yeah, maybe he can find
a new job.
He probably could. Like, I mean, he's a trade guy.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Maybe he's a construction worker or something. I'm sure there are buildings in Japan that need to be built. So
let's look at that side of it. Why is he saying, oh, I can't, I have to stay here with my job? What job is so good that you can't?
Yeah. First of all, it can't be the amazing. It's got to be, she's probably going to be making more money doing this than he is. So he could probably, I don't want to assume that, but I'm sure he could.
He needs to open up a Robin Hood account, get some capital.
Just keep putting.
You could give him some advice.
I'll be the Robin Hood guy. I haven't spoken about stocks in a while, but I'm still doing okay. I think I was just dumb in New York. I didn't really save up. I was going out all the time.
Yeah,
I had a little.
It's hard to.
Yeah, it's just hard to save as much. And here I'm just like, all right, screw it. I'll put a couple $100 a week in and, just keep building the stuff. So that's what kind of I've been doing. But open up a Robinhood account, put it into Bitcoin or whatever you want. And the stocks always go up. So there you go. There's your capital. Move to Japan.
Yeah. Get rid of your trade job.
Yeah, get rid of your trade job and just move there with her. And
Learn Japanese.
Yeah, he may like it. I've always wanted to go to, I know Josh went to Japan.
You get to keep your girlfriend and live in Japan.
Yeah, that sounds sick.
How bad is that?
And look, all you got to do is look up, like, on YouTube, how to live in Japan on a budget or something. I'm sure there's, places that you could stay for cheap and, I'm sure you can get the cost of living down where you're not blowing all your money.
Totally.
There, so
I think it really should be, like, less her decision, like, less her, like, on her plate in terms of what they do, more on him. Are you going to come with me or do you want to stay here and work your trade job?
Yeah, you know what? You're right, because he should be saying, I don't want to lose you and I'll make it work however you want. And if it's just for a year, if you want to go out there for a year or something, I'll probably be down with it, because give him a month in Japan, he can probably find a job somewhere, at least helping out.
Yeah, that's the solution.
And also, if you're living together, the rent is going to be cheaper anyway. You know, either you're splitting it or he's, contributing.
Yeah, it'll be best for both.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's sitting over, I don't know if they said they're living together, but they're in she's in school still, so I guess dorms.
Well, they've been dating for 4 years.
That's a long time.
You got to move in.
Yeah, you got to move in after a while. I know they're young. They're like 22, 23. I dated someone in college for 4 years, and that would have been a nightmare after if we pulled the trigger on that one. But,
you know what? If they moved in and it doesn't work, it's probably good they moved in, because then they're not going to waste any more time.
Exactly. You're right. So now then, you know exactly what to do, guys. More on the guy in this one. Don't lose the girl just because you got a trade job. She wants to live her dream out. You gotta let her do it. Ever since she was 13, she wanted to go to Japan. Give me a fucking break, man. Come on.
And maybe if he's not willing to go with her, she can find a new boyfriend with a better job.
Yeah, with just a better job. I'm sure she can. You know, I feel like that's probably on the table for her. So
yeah. Tinder in Japan.
That could be a wild thing. Who knows? I know Josh is over there for a long time. Maybe I'll hit him up about it. But
yeah.
But I think that was some pretty good advice on this. It's always great having the guests, always good having you on, because it's just like solid advice all the time.
I love it. Happy to come on whenever.
Yeah.
I'm stoked to get back into the rhythm of doing shows.
Yeah. So
are you, which venue are you the most pumped to get back into?
Well, honestly, I'm thinking about, since I'm more flexible now, I'm thinking about obviously hanging out with you guys in Brooklyn. I may hang out with somebody in Philly. Like, I may be going this just to hang out more, just to go to the venues again and just chill with people. But man, dude, I don't know. You've done the Florida thing a few times. Which is your favorite dance? I like the Orpheum just because it's so big. It's like the stage is huge, and all that. But Soundbar, they built it up. where it looks, the stage is redesigned. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
They got everything you need. So
they renovated it. Yeah.
And Alex in West Palms. Cool. We hang out.
That one is a weird setup. It's the green room is in another building.
Put in a code
outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to walk. It's like, it's in a different building.
It's so weird because that has to be the grungiest venue in West Palm. Like the area surrounding is super nice. And over the bridge is like beautiful. It's like tons of like rich and wealthy people out there, just kind of hanging out. And then we're in this like, it's hilarious. We're just like playing emo music.
That venue is the weirdest. The stage is kind of like in the corner.
Yeah, it's in the corner. can't see, like people are standing off to the side. Like when you walk down the stairs, you can barely see them. And it's always fun. Have you guys been working on any new merch, or you guys reorder some?
We've been talking about new merch. We have a lot of inventory because we bought a shit ton right before COVID hit.
Yeah,
which had we known, we wouldn't have made that order. But
oh no, we'll see. I'm pretty sure people will be excited to spend some money. And usually, what's funny is like Orlando does really well at merch. Like I sold $1,000 worth of merch there one night. It was completely absurd. San Diego House of Blues is really cool.
That's one of my favorites. I love the venues where it's like, they treat you like you're an actual like artist.
The people are just like, who's this guy? What is he doing here? I'm like, no, I'm the DJ tonight. I don't know.
It's like, myself. Like you get the whole green room, like where other like bands have been.
And it's like most of the time.
What do you want for beer? Like drinks, food? Like we got it. We're like when it's like, the venue has their own specific person who their job is.
Yeah, their job is hospitality, like a hospitality manager. And I'm sure, because some of these venues, I'm not naming names, obviously, but some of the guys there just don't know. Even with like Disney Night, when I did that, they're like, what the hell's going on? Like, what is this? What are you, a band or something? We're like, no, it's just me and Jackie. And you go to these cities by yourself. It's sort of just you by yourself, or if you have a friend there. And I'm sure other bands have trashed the green rooms and stuff. We're pretty low key.
The opposite of what you would expect is happening back there.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's what you would expect.
Yeah, so occasionally.
A lot of times, like, there have been shows in San Diego where, like, it's just me.
And maybe
there's a guest, but, like, he doesn't, like, arrive until, like, I'm already on stage. So, like, the pregame is just blowing up balloons. Maybe I turn on the TV.
Yeah. So if people aren't familiar with Emo Night Brooklyn, we do this thing before where we try and get, like, balloons or something to sort of, like, throw out in the crowd, like, midway through just to, like, you know, spice it up and make it a little bit more fun. So usually in the green room, I'm usually just, like, chugging a beer and blowing balloons up
and it's just, like, it's funny because it's like the crowd is like ready to go and you're just by yourself.
Yeah. It's like you hear the chants and everything. And I think the craziest one where you and Ethan also do this thing called Best Night Ever, which is a Jonas Brothers versus One Direction night. Okay. And the craziest thing it was Cleveland and Atlanta when I did those. And I've never seen so many people go so hard for the pre-show. Like I had Lizzo on there and they were just like, like they were freaking out. So that really pumped me up. But I was by myself too. So I was like, oh my God, this is going to be wild. So
there was one like sold out Asbury Park that ended up being like a huge show. And, I was listening to an audio book like on the train ride down there. And then I just like kept listening by myself.
Yeah. It's so
like a dense,
so
like
weird.
It was like a historical audiobook.
Yeah,
dude. And I'm just like, pre-gaming by myself in the green room.
Yeah, it's
all right,
like
time to go on.
Dude, I'm listening to like a podcast on the train there. It's just like how stuff works or something, like how the mail system works in America. And I'm just like fucking listening to it. And I get there and I'm still listening and people are going nuts. I'm just like kind of sitting there like drinking a Miller Lite being like, oh, okay, I didn't know the USPS did this. It was interesting.
Time to rock.
Yeah, time to rock. All right, guys, let's get into the mood.
Yeah.
I remember the one time you were training me, I guess, and we almost missed our stop in Asbury Park, but that was a sick show. Like that was, those were all really cool, but that was so long ago.
And then there's the non-glamorous part of like after the show, everyone is like, that was sweet. Oh, okay. Now we got to like pack up and
You got to pack up,
get home and like hours of time go, you know, to, still to go before like you're in bed.
It's like, oh fuck, I'm like, I forgot I'm in Asbury Park and I have to Uber back.
Exactly. Like you're having, you're like, you're loving life, you're partying, and then the show ends and it's like, all right, fuck.
It's like, shit. Those are the Philly, like, you used to Uber back from Philly too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What I started doing was, I started like not getting hotels the last, like, if I'm in Florida, not getting like a West Palm hotel and just going right, because the thing lasts until like 4:30. They want to hang out a little bit. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me just get an 8 a.m. flight. I'll just go to the airport now and just like sleep for like an hour and then get on the flight. And I swear I've done that twice and like almost missed my flight while I'm in the airport. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Why do I do this? But it's always nice being back in Brooklyn and New York, you know, that same day. So it's, you know, it's, you don't have to kind of screw around.
Yeah.
With it,
so. Yeah. It's definitely like weird. Especially Asbury Park, I've done like multiple times, and that's like a 2-hour Uber back, and the show ends at 3. It's like, or like 3:30 or whatever. And
yeah,
it's like it screws you up for like a few days.
Oh yeah, totally. But well, I'm stoked to get back at it. Thank you for coming on, Alex. Emo Night Brooklyn is coming back. Cross fingers. The dates are online. Anywhere you can find Emo Night Brooklyn, check out their TikTok, check out our Instagram, whatever.
And, a lot of the shows are close to being sold out. I think Philly could be sold out like today or tomorrow.
Yeah, so get your tickets as soon as you can, because you don't want to be in a situation where you can't get in and you've been waiting for a while and just didn't expect them to sell out, because they all will probably sell out, because everyone's so stoked to get back and sing Yellow Card with us and all the hits.
Yep, absolutely.
Cool. So thank you, man. I'll see you around. I'm always around. I'll be in New York in a couple weeks, so we'll hang. We'll grab a beer.
Let's hang. I think... Honestly, the last time we chilled was like right when there was some discussion about vaccines, or the last time I was on the pod.
Yeah,
so now,
well,
now
yeah,
like
we
we're
went
on
over
the other side.
Yeah, it's so weird. We had a call a couple weeks ago, right, about the Zoom about like the emo stuff. So
yeah,
we spoke then, but yeah, before that, it was, is there going to be a vaccine soon? So it's been a minute. So
hell yeah, well, I'm pumped to chill, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course, man, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, see ya.
You cheer me on when I sing it wrong at the bar. You don't complain when I get us lost in your car. And now time keeps ticking along. Time changes in fun when I don't feel like the one. There's no reason or rhyme to try and deny what's materialized. When did love turn dark as night? Somewhere between you and I. Can't figure out the reason why. Can't live a life in black and white. Your phone is off when I try to call on the line. I throw a pass and you drop the ball. It's alright. And now time keeps ticking along. Time changes in fun when you stop the song. When did love turn dark as night? Somewhere. Say. love fades. Nothing's ever perfect. Can you see it in a different way? Seasons change, but I feel the same.